Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's come and go. So if you got the guts, mister, if you got the balls, you think it's your time to step to the line and bring on your wrecking ball. Bring on your wrecking ball.
Tomorrow on this show, Mike Milbury at 8:20 on the Boston Bruins and Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 on the opening day efforts of the Boston Red Sox. And this is Jason from Chestnut Hill. Hello, Jason.
Yeah, I just want to say how much I hate Liverpool Football Club because John Henry's taking all the money from the Mookie Betts trade and spending it over in England. So that kind of attitude, man, is going to get us trapped in the cellar for the next 10 years, well, just like my cock was trapped in my dog's asshole last.
Oh, jeez. Did that guy really just say that on the public airwaves about his dog and his what? How, that really degenerated quickly. Did you dump out of that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you.
Please don't swear anytime soon. I had to use like two of them. So.
My Lord, that man went pure scatological.
In the words of Drake, he went from zero to 100.
My Lord.
Real quick.
I mean, obviously prank calls are in. So
obviously very upset.
Yeah. Just had a heart attack.
About the Boston Red Sox. They heard it on Twitch, I guess.
Yeah, Twitch is uncensored.
Okay.
Wow.
I feel like somebody needs to do a wellness check on the dog.
I would think so.
At that man's house.
That was, it's 9 a.m.
Oh, you know who's on the phone is Baseball Brett, who apparently I owe an apology to. Hello, Baseball Brett.
Good morning, Greg.
I referred to Baseball Brett yesterday on the show when talking about Scheim as a degenerate gambler, and I did not mean to to say anything negative about you, Brett.
Yeah, it's pretty close to true.
All right. Well, good. Thank God. What's up?
Good morning. Happy opening day.
Yeah, we're almost there. Tomorrow night, 10:10 first pitch.
Yep. I just, I was thinking after the Jordan Montgomery signing, at least the Red Sox have picked a direction, right? So Jordan Montgomery signs for nothing. They have chosen to be a little bit like the Atlanta Braves. Draft, develop, try to sign your young guys to club-friendly contracts and go that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they would embrace it. I wish they would come out and say it, because I think the most detrimental thing that's happened all offseason was Tom Warner's full throttle.
Yeah.
If you take that out, if he doesn't say that, I don't think there's so much vitriol and so much ill will towards the team.
Huh.
If you just say, hey, we're embracing the youngsters, we're going young, we believe in our club, we're going to let Breslow come in here for a year, establish himself, see how the younger players develop and go from there. I think the fans might not like it, but I think they would respect it.
Curtis, you agree with that? That the full throttle was the mistake?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was obviously a mistake because it was intentionally misleading the fan base before season ticket renewals were up with the knowledge that was never going to actually have a follow through to those words. I just, you can do both. And if it'd be one thing if they cut ticket prices 30% and Nessun wasn't as expensive as it is, and it was an understanding that the budget was going to decrease, therefore the cost for the fan would decrease. The issue is that Sam Kennedy will look you in the eye tomorrow and say nothing's changed when we all see it's changing. The Braves had a plan, but they also only won once in the 90s when they probably should have won three or four. Would you agree with that, Brett?
Yeah, I just – there was no CBT back then, so I think the landscape is a little bit different. They chose not to spend because they didn't want to spend. You know what I mean?
And you're talking about the
current Braves. The Red Sox are at about $205 to $210 million, which is what the Braves were last year. The Braves spent a little bit more this year, and I think that's what the Red Sox will do. You know what I mean? So I think now versus the 90s is a little bit different. Like you said a little while ago, Curtis, Manny and David Ortiz, and that the Red Sox payroll was huge.
And if they go
they didn't have any constraints.
And baseball, Brett, if they go the route of the current Braves, that's a pretty good route to go. As the current Braves have been good for, you know.
Well, it is Wiggy if you win.
Yeah, well, that's right? What I mean. Obviously, the Braves have been, they've been doing well for the past several years. And so, but I think.
Right, they have a program, right? Mm-hmm. So they've drafted, they developed, but they've also acquired talent. They've made good trades, and then they've locked up those guys to controllable contracts. So they know what they have payroll-wise. I think that's what the Red Sox, when these young guys come up, I think that's the next step is you go out and you acquire guys, and then you fill them into your young guys. You know what I mean? You supplement that. And I think that's what the Red Sox want to be, but I just think that rather than, hey, we're going full throttle, because that's just, like Curtis said, it's just so, that's selling the fans a bill of goods is just not true. And they're too smart. The fans are just too smart for that.
Where'd you end up landing on the over-under win-wise?
So I went, I took over 77.5. That's where it was.
Smart.
Right? That's where it finished. So I went over. I think they have enough young talent. They don't have enough pitching. When one person goes down, they're going to be screwed. But they have enough young talent, and if things come together, I think they're going to be close to that. So I went over.
Okay.
What do you guys think, Greg? Where are you guys at?
I think that's smart. I mean, they won 78 games last year, and I think they'll be a better team this year than they were last year. So I would go over that.
The only thing I'm rooting for this year is Jordan Montgomery, because I just want to rub it in their face. I hope he goes 20-3.
I'm all over the under. Like, I don't...
Well, Sean, you said earlier you're slightly hedging towards the under. So now you're all in on the under?
Well, it's,
my God, changed quick.
Well, it's an emotional hedge, but like I'm in on the under.
Obviously,
like,
it was 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago, you said slightly under.
Yeah, I'm emotionally hedging. I still think they're under. I've always been under. It's just also it's like, you know, betting it is also an emotional hedge because if they're good, great, I'm happy. And I lose money, but A, I'm happy.
Brett,
and
if
they lose, I'm double happy because I win a bunch of money.
Double happy. Here's how it works with Shine, Brett. When you ask him who he bets on, he tells you both sides, so no matter what, he's right. And for the open,
Curtis,
he'll just grab the part
right now,
where he's... Go ahead.
Yeah, I've listened to his bet. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to establish a little bit of a bet. So now Shime is going to come. He's on the record.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Okay, so Shime takes the under. Baseball Brett goes over. Yep. Courtney, Wiggy?
I'm over.
Wiggy's on the over.
Over.
Courtney's on the over. Curtis?
I'm with you, Brett. I think the Sox team is going to surprise some people.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Take the over, too.
Nice. I'm fading the public. Right. I love this.
Yes. Yes, you are.
All right. So Sean, here's the bet. Ready?
Yep.
If I lose, I'll make a sizable donation to the Greg Hill Foundation,
ooh,
courtesy of you and me.
Okay.
If I win, you need to wear Adrenaline Fundraising Gear, which is my fundraising company.
Fire gear.
For one straight fire gear. You guys all have your, Wiggy, the Brockton football stuff.
No, I like that stuff, though. I like the gear.
Nice. Yeah, the gear is good. So, Shime, one straight week of Adrenaline Fundraising Gear, and I provide the gear for you.
All right, done.
You have a medium. Chime's a medium now.
No, not quite yet.
Yeah.
Still an XL, but hey, down from a double.
Guys, yeah, Chime's killing it. So he looks
appreciate
great.
Appreciate you, Brett.
All right, Brett. Good bet. Didn't you say you changed your pants size?
I did, yeah. Pant size down from an XL to a large.
Did Olivia notice?
Jeez.
Just keep walking into these.
Hey, she's doing what she needs to do to help Chime out.
What do you know? Pant size.
I don't know like actual waist size. I just know like XL down to a large.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Right.
But overall weight, like 35 pounds?
Yeah, since the new year, I'm down over 35 pounds.
So what do you got? 10 more pounds, right?
Yeah, till I reach like the goal that I originally wanted. But with Awaken, I'm trying to get down like another 15.
When you meet a new girl, you get updated expectations.
Keep it up, big dog.
Curtis, stop.
Swole season is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be great. We're going to cut down. We're going to get under 230 for the first time in about 10 years, and then we're going to start getting cut.
Get that creatine.
Very, very, very proud of you, Sean.
Thank you.
We cannot be prouder.
Yeah.
So you can beef up.
As a group.
He's holding himself differently as well.
What do you mean?
Totally. Like when he's walking around.
What do you mean?
Oh, exactly.
Like he's standing a little taller. You can tell that he's liking the way he's looking, and you should.
I have noticed. I haven't noticed. What was he like?
I've noticed.
Was he like a weeble before, like ready to topple over?
I did have that stature.
I think that he was, a little bit more self-conscious. And when you start, feeling good about yourself, then... Changes right. How you hold yourself.
Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Bruins beat the Panthers 4-3. Pavel Zacha scored his sixth game-winning goal, tying Marchand for the team's lead this season. The Bees and Panthers have faced off three times this season, with the Bees coming out on top in each of those. The Bees are now 2 points ahead of the Panthers in the standings with 9 games left to go. The Sox beat the Rangers 4-1. Richard Fitz got the start. He went 3-1/3. He gave up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 3. Rafi Devers hit his 5th homer to end spring training. Tomorrow is opening day for the Sox. They'll take on the Mariners out west. First pitch is at 10:10. The Diamondbacks and Jordan Montgomery have reportedly agreed on a 1-year, $25 million deal. And it is time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I'll kick this one off. I'm putting Robert Kraft in timeout.
That's what I was going to do. But yep. Go ahead.
For making it seem like he is just like all us fans and watched Dynasty for the first time, and he's upset after everybody else spoke out. Now he's upset of how the players and the were portrayed and what they had to say about Bill and how the Dynasty documentary went.
Okay, anybody else?
I have one.
Yeah.
I'm putting myself in timeout for not knowing that part of the Alex Verdugo deal was Dick Fitz being traded from the Yankees to the Red Sox.
All right, Sean?
I'm putting Gregory Breslow in timeout because Jordan Montgomery goes and signs a 1-year deal for $25 million and you don't sign him to that? What are we doing?
Hmm.
I got to put my man Diddy in timeout. Take that. You know I love Biggie. And it don't look good for the bad boy CEO. That's why he left the country.
Yeah. What is he known as? Is it P. Diddy? Is it Puff Daddy? Is it P. Diddler?
I think it depends on the time of the night.
Okay. Well,
I think he's Sean Combs right now.
He is now in... where is he?
There's reports that he's either in Cape Verde or
Anguilla.
Anguilla?
But I don't know. I don't
or
get
is it
that.
Anguilla.
Anguilla.
Okay. Anguilla.
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 Anguilla. All right.
Anguilla. All right.
But
somewhere beautiful.
They talked to him in Miami, so then they just let him go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Will he ever be back in the United States of America, P. Diddy, in your opinion?
Yes, he will.
He will?
Yes. Once the dust settles.
Okay. Okay, all right, that's timeout.
That is
Timeout Market Boston.
Yep, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And we will have a college basketball update coming up next. But do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, big note today. Baseball season officially back. Alex Cora on with Jones and Mago, 2:30. 41 degrees, cloudy, afternoon high 52.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.